closed captioned for the reality impaired. It's the Jerry Bader Show.
A41 1360 97.5 WTAQ News Talk Sports. Hey, you over there, do you have one of those things today? That's fine. Do you know what the number is? Can you do the math on the number? Just love that. That's just, I at least want to give the number before the end of this half hour. Close enough. Close enough. All right, we'll do that much. We don't have to do one every day, but I do want to remind people every day. So we'll do that near the end of this half hour. I want to start this half hour. Gosh, I want to start this half hour with like 14 different things, but I can't. I can pick but merely one to start the half hour. I have big things I'd like to start it with. I have little things I'd like to start it with. I'd like to start with ISIS. I'd like to start with the Emmys. Like I said, big, little. I'd like to start with the latest on police shootings. I'd like to start with a movie I saw over the weekend. I saw The Giver. I told you about The Giver. Is this a movie to which conservatives should flock, as it has been reported by some? I will give you my take on that. It's going to be not even a yes, no, yeah, but it's going to be muddled. But I'll clear it all up for you later in the show. See, these are all things that I would actually like to start the show with. I have the solution for the Milwaukee Brewers, by the way. I can guarantee they would win the pennant, Jason. I've got it. Let Mike Fiers pitch every day. That's not going to work? Don't you wish he could? He's been ridiculous. I mean, just ridiculous. I'm not saying he is their best pitcher, but he is pitching better than anyone at a critical time in the season. That's a fair statement, right? And if he can maintain it, and I think he's quite frankly going to have to, I think the starting pitching, if they're going to win the division, is going to win it for them, to be honest with you. The offense just never seems to get completely untracked. But enough of that. I want to start with a story that is not a... I just gave examples of big stories and small stories. This one is not easily classified. I wouldn't say it's a big story. I wouldn't say it's a small story. It's an interesting story. And I'm guessing it's one that, as you listen to me right now, you have probably not heard. And it comes with a caveat. The caveat is this. It sounds kind of like an inside baseball radio story. And I did get it from a radio. I initially found it from one of the radio trade publications to which I subscribe. But I think this is really interesting. And I'm really kind of surprised that this had been going on. There is in media, or historically, there has been a Chinese wall, as it's called, like the Great Wall of China, a Chinese wall between news and anything that has to do with the business end. Now, that's not to say that radio, TV, newspapers don't make money off their news product. Of course they do. In local television, it's really how they make their money. I mean, their premier product is their local news. That's why they invest so much money in it. Quite frankly, news in radio has been de-emphasized in a lot of markets in the last 20 years. Radio operators didn't really see the return on investment. But in terms of money being involved directly in news in this way. Run this story, and I'll pay you. That is considered an anathema to what journalism is about. Now, I would argue that this has been tacitly violated over the years. And I ended up using this in a paper when I was in grad school back in the early 90s because it happened when I was in grad school. There's a new Shopko store in Sheboygan. The Sheboygan newspaper did a front page story about how wonderful the new Shopko store was going to be. Do you think it was a coincidence that on the day they ran that story, the newspaper, the plastic wrap, was a Shopko bag? Probably not a coinkydink, huh? Now, is that selling news? Probably not. If you squint, there might be an issue with that. But everyone accepts that, well, big advertisers get probably more favorable news, not more favorable. But I will tell you, it would be more than once in my years in news where a sales manager said, hey, you know, there's a big client. Could you do a little something? No. I did have a situation where a sales rep, promised a client we would give news coverage to a ribbon cutting. Promised them. Because they were buying. Okay, that's a problem. But you've had these, all of those tend to fall into gray areas. This doesn't. This is amazing to me. Nogales, Arizona municipal officials are engaged in a dispute about free speech and journalism ethics with commentators at the city's top radio station, claiming the on-air personalities have a financial motive for a perceived smear campaign against them. Here's the allegation. Nogales Mayor Arturo Garino and other city officials allege that 99.1 FM KOFH in Nogales has been charging for news coverage of city government. And the previous administration went along with this, and the new administration said, yeah, we won't be doing that. We're talking like covering city issues. But yeah, you need to pay us to do that. The new administration said, no, we're actually, yeah, we don't do that. We expect the media to cover Nogales city government, issues in Nogales, without shaking us down. I am stunned by this. And the allegation is that after the new administration, Mayor Garino and others said, yeah, you're done extorting news coverage out of us, the radio station started attacking city officials. The mayor and council claimed that news coverage and commentary about city matters turned negative after the city stopped paying the radio station for news interviews when Garino took office in 2011. So if the mayor wanted to be on the radio station, they were charging him. Can you imagine Jim Schmidt paying to come on this show? I am, if it were possible for me to be speechless, I would be speechless. The radio station general manager, Oscar Felix, really? His name is Oscar Felix. His name is both characters from The Odd Couple. Really? And Jason, he's Oscar Felix Sr. So there are two Oscar Felixes. What's his middle name? Unger Madison? I'm just wondering. His name is Oscar Felix. told the Arizona, that's actually not the most unbelievable thing about him, though. Told the Arizona Republic that while it's appropriate to charge for news interviews, the station's financial arrangements with the city have no influence on news coverage and commentary. It's appropriate to charge for interviews. Now, this has created a lot of conversation in my industry because there actually is something called plugola payola. And this would seem to violate that, and it would be a big, big deal. There's no gray area here. There is no squinting here. You can't. Things have to be clearly identified as a commercial. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to say, this is a commercial. You don't have to say that. When you give out a phone number, there are things that are just seen as a message. Now, some people don't like the fact that talk shows, I do it, Rush does it, Sean does it, that you do what's called live reads in the middle, not in the middle of, but at the end of a segment of show content. It has become accepted industry standard. It should be obvious to anyone that those are commercials. To most people, that should be obvious. That passes muster. But shaking down local officials, well, that's what this is, isn't it? Shaking down local officials. And obviously, what you're seeing, the allegation here is what this threat is. Well, if you don't pay, we're going to smear you. I don't have to shake down Jim Schmidt to smear him. I don't smear him. I criticize him. He's made it far too easy. I am flabbergasted by this. And one of the radio trade journals to which I subscribe, radioinc.com, has a lawyer today talking about this and thinks that this station, I mean, that this is really going to be a big, big deal. I think it is. And he doesn't seem to be denying it. It's appropriate to charge for news coverage. So, let me give you an example. The Walmart haters. The Walmart haters, what was the most common allegation that you would get on the phone? How much is Walmart paying him? Blah, 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 blah. We get paid by the word, by Walmart. Yeah, we get paid by Walmart over and over. Obviously, this is exactly why. One, I don't need people to pay me to express my views, nor would I ever let anyone pay me to express my views. Midwest Communications pays me to express my views, but even they, and a lot of people don't even believe this. The freedom I am given to express those views are simply amazing. It's amazing. And I say that compared to other companies for which I've worked. I have worked for radio companies that where the management tried to get me to not cover or cover something to please a client. It has happened. But this goes so far beyond even that, and I'm not defending that practice, by the way. But this, and I didn't do it, by the way, this goes on, this goes even beyond that. But even my employer, they don't pay me to express their views. They pay me to express my views. And if that ever doesn't pay off for them, then I've got a problem. That's how it works. I find this amazing that the GM is, there's really nothing wrong with that. Yeah, there kind of is. As I said, not the biggest story of the day. But interesting to me that happens anywhere. Just a brief Big Empty update. We believe today is day 40. Jason and I are too lazy to do the math from over the weekend, but we're pretty sure it's day 40 of the Big Empty, July 16th, when Green Bay City Council rejected a downtown Walmart store, and there is still nothing there, even though Mayor Schmidt teased shortly after that defeat. Yeah, I got something. Oh, it's going to be a while, but I got something. Yeah. It is day 40, and we will keep count here as to how long the Larson Green property, that chunk of it, stays empty. Because nothing, apparently, was better than Walmart. We did a topic last week about domestic abuse that I'm going to double back on right after 9 because I received a very, very powerful email on it Friday night. And then we've got just a whole bunch of stuff to get to. A great I told you so moment. The latest on ISIS. The latest on police shootings. The Emmys. Scott Walker. The movie I saw over the weekend. We'll try to pack it all in. Oh, and teenagers need to sleep until at least 8 in the morning. Science says so. We're going to get your thoughts on that one. It's 8:56.
To upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided